If you didn't know this, and there is no order to rank them, the three most kind-hearted, nicest, good people that are involved in sports media.
Timmy.
Steve Kerr still counts because he was media.
All right.
Clark Kellogg. And the man right now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line, Tim Kirchin. And Tim Kirchin of ESPN, our baseball insider, even when he says it's probably not going to keep going, even when he says your team probably can't keep doing this, you're like, okay, Tim's still a nice guy.
I mean, all of this together speaks directly to why we love this game is some of this doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's Tim Kirchin on Burns and Gambo saying the Diamondbacks' April offense just doesn't make sense. You shouldn't hold on to this, keep going. And now we have Tim Kirchin calling in. And Tim, we don't like this, but you seem to be dead on. Can you hit? Can you fix the Diamondbacks offense right now?
All right, let me explain. If I got 1,000 at bats in the major leagues, and this goes for you two guys also, I would not put a ball in play. I would not make contact in 1,000 plate appearances, because the first plate appearance, Robbie Ray would buzz the tower. All three of us, even the big football player in the room, would be terrified at a baseball at 97 coming near their head. That would be the end of the 1,000 plate appearances. So when you ask me, can I hit, the answer is an emphatic no.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Having said that.
Who can?
Now that you got the disclaimer out of the way, Timmy, the Diamondbacks right now are, is this what you think they are for the rest of the season?
Well, I think they're a 500 team, and I don't think they're nearly good enough to beat the Dodgers in this division because the Dodgers are really good. Mm-hmm. Plus, with some really good potential wild card teams out there, I just can't see the Diamondbacks, after moving the players they moved in the offseason, making the playoffs. But if you can finish 500, you're continuing to build with something here. You're going in the right direction, at least. At least that's a start with things. But you've got to remember, over 162 games, the true colors always come out. And there's just no way the Diamondbacks, I believe, are going to be good enough to make the playoffs or win this division.
We're talking to Tim Kirchin, baseball insider with ESPN. And Tim, I'm wondering, and you are a great baseball historian, and when you look at teams that are not Yankees, not Dodgers, not, you know, funneling money like crazy, and they have a contract like a Zach Greinke, is it best to keep a player like that because how many young pitchers can learn from him that the investment is still worth it, even if you are a 500 team? Or do you have to move a contract like that when you're a 500 team in order to someday, you know, be a championship contender?
Well, you don't have to do anything, but I think it's recommended if you're not going to make the playoffs and you have a guy making $35 million a year, and even though he's really good and can help everyone on that team with the way he plays the game, if you can get three guys in return for him who can really turn out to be something, then you really have to look at that. The problem is that everyone in baseball has so much information now that you're not going to trick anybody and get the three best prospects from the Braves, because the Braves aren't going to do that. That's where we are now with all the information that we have and all these brilliant young GMs, and the Diamondbacks have one of them, that you're just not going to trick these guys anymore. And in baseball, you're never positive what you're picking up in a deal, because baseball is still such a crapshoot on, can this guy play or not? Is he going to turn out to be something or not? That's why you have to be careful when you trade Zach Greinke, because you got three guys back in return. Are they going to be any good? We're never quite sure about that.
Timmy, could you go into more detail in regard to whether or not you think there's going to be a strong market for Zach Greinke?
Well, again, at that price, it's unlikely that there'll be a strong market for him, because A, you got to give up a ton to get him, and B, you got to pay him a lot of money when you do get him. It's a lot easier and a lot more efficient to just sign a guy in free agency. But free agency isn't what it used to be. More and more players are signing extensions. And if you're looking at a guy who can turn a contender into a champion, and that's what Zach Greinke can do, then you have to look at it. And there will be a couple, three teams out there that have to take a strong look at Zach Greinke. But the asking price is and should be very, very high.
How long does it take to build a World Series contender in modern baseball? Do you have to tank like the Astros did, even though they didn't say they did? How do you get to be a team that's consistently a playoff team?
Well, it's really hard. And yet, being a big market team really helps. For instance, the Yankees rebuilt their team and stayed in contention basically every year for about a 10-year period. That was remarkable what the Yankees did. But they also had the safety net that if they did make a mistake, they could just go out and spend their way out of it, whereas Diamondbacks and so many other teams are not in that boat. And the time period is a moving target. Theo Epstein told everyone with the Cubs, this is going to take some time, and it took about 2 years longer for most people. Like, when is this going to happen? And don't forget how terrible the Astros were,
yes,
almost historically bad. It took them 5 years and three historically terrible seasons. That's what you have to put up with, and some teams and some franchises just aren't willing to do that, and frankly, I don't blame them.
And Timmy, what do you think of Carter Stewart? Carter Stewart, of course, the kid that is skipping the draft and going to go play in Japan right now. Is this something that could change baseball?
Well, it could. I just don't know how many kids would want to go when they've grown up their whole lives wanting to play in the major leagues, that they don't play in the major leagues first. And even though Japanese baseball is an incredibly high brand of baseball, and there's so much to be gained by going over there, and the money can be so good right off the top, I don't think this is going to do a drastic change in the draft. And people are just going to say, well, why go over there and make money, when most of the kids who get drafted say, I want to make money pitching for the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Diamondbacks. I want to play in the big leagues, not in Japan.
We're talking to Tim Kirkchin, Baseball Insider, ESPN. We're an ESPN radio station, and you can see him on television quite a bit. Timmy, I'm wondering, what do you think? And this is more of a philosophical question. Kevin Cron's getting called up for the San Francisco Giants series for the Diamondbacks, minor league home run leader. And yet, when I say philosophically, it's weird. The 2018 Diamondbacks of May were terrible, but it was, hey, we'll be fine. Just, you know, we're not going to make changes, or, you know, the famous phrase, we're not going to hit the panic button. Now they're having another terrible May, but not as bad. And they're willing to go down, grab somebody who actually plays the same position as another young player, as you know, a young player as in 28-year-old Christian Walker, which is a little older for being young. But this is still his first year without Paul Goldschmidt here. It's a different philosophy. Why do teams change? And is it a sign that they thought they were wrong last year for doing nothing?
Well, potentially, yes. But I think the big difference is they had Paul Goldschmidt on the team last year, and they figured, well, he's going to get hot, which, of course, he did and carried them for quite some time. But they don't have him anymore. So now they look around and say, can Christian Walker do what Paul Goldschmidt did when he got hot last year? The answer has to be no to that, given who Paul Goldschmidt is. So given the way they changed the club in the offseason, it doesn't surprise me that May comes around this year, they're not hitting again, and they have to go try something. And this is how it works in the big leagues. You win when you hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I'm not really in favor of trying to win that way all the time, but if that's the philosophy and you have a guy in the minor leagues who's doing that, you might as well give him a shot.
Boy, Goldie's really been struggling with the St. Louis Cardinals here. Are you hearing anything about that at all as to whether how happy they are about signing Paul Goldschmidt?
Well, I think he's going to come out of it because he's a great hitter, and he cares, and he tries, and that's all he can ask for. There's simply no way he's lost any skills here, and I think when he comes out, he's going to take them right back into contention. So I don't think there's a concern there. But again, it just speaks to what I talk about all the time. This game is so hard to play. It takes really good hitters like Paul Goldschmidt and turns them into bad hitters. It happens all the time. But in the end, those good hitters become good hitters again. It's going to happen in St. Louis. I thought it would be better than this, in part because He didn't have to be the face of the franchise there. He didn't have people coming to him after every game wanting him to tell everybody what's going on. I don't think he was ever comfortable with that. I thought he'd be more comfortable in St. Louis and therefore hit more. And at least so far, that hasn't quite happened.
If you, if you've never done it, search the hashtag best of all Tim, not best of all time. A great series of tweets that Tim Kirkchin sends out, and it's a great way to get closer to the game. Good to talk to you, Tim. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Timmy.
Okay, fellas, see ya.